Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
I'd like to begin this broadcast with a question. Do we as Americans value liberty? What a silly question, you may think. We just celebrated the 4th of July. How could I even ask such a thing? But I'm serious. Do we really cherish the concept of liberty, or do we just pay it lip service on certain days of the year? If we value liberty, freedom in other words, to the degree that we say that we do, then we must also value free speech and all that it entails. Not just the concept of free speech, but in practice. Not just sometimes, but all the time. Not just when it's comfortable and we agree with the speaker's premise, but even when it's uncomfortable and the speech is something with which we wholeheartedly disagree. To settle for anything less is intellectually dishonest and sacrifices true freedom on the altar of expediency. This year, as we celebrated Independence Day with American flags, hot dogs, apple pie, and Lee Greenwood singing Proud to be an American, I thought about the incursions into free speech that have become so prevalent and sadly so accepted in recent years. It began with laws defining so-called hate speech, which basically encompassed any speech that policymakers chose to stifle. It started on college campuses, including those right here in Montana, where students were kicked out of school for refusing to speak positively about bizarre new sexual identity and gender descriptions. From there, it extended to legislative chambers, where speaking logical truth became a hate crime punishable by fines and jail time. And finally, it made its way into corporate America. One of the best examples touched on the subject of free speech from two different angles. It was the Project Veritas expose on Google's efforts to sway the outcome of elections. As you may recall, a Google executive was caught on tape saying they added algorithms to their software that would feed voters a predetermined message or search outcome that would steer them away from conservative candidates and toward liberal ones. Not a problem if they were honest about what they were doing, but they weren't. The project was cloaked in a veil of secrecy and only came to light when conservative Google employees made it public. That's the first problem. Google is just one of a number of tech giants caught secretly limiting conservative speech. And given the fact that those platforms now dominate what is essentially a virtual public square, the censorship of conservative speech has now crossed the line from being simply annoying to downright dangerous. The second muzzle was quickly applied as soon as the expose was made public. YouTube, which is owned by Google, quickly blocked the embarrassing video, and Vimeo, another video-sharing website, deleted Project Veritas's account completely. The upside is that Google was exposed. It's not simply a search engine. It's also an active propaganda arm of the liberal left designed to sway public opinion and stifle free speech. The problem for us as Christians is that censorship will not end with political speech. What happens when God's word is deemed hate speech? And what can we do about it? According to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case, small incursions into religious liberty and free speech must be resisted lest they grow greater. In the words of Benjamin Franklin, without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without the freedom of speech.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A reckoning is looming on Capitol Hill for President Biden, likely when Congress returns to session next week. Democrats are grousing about losing credibility. There's abject fear about races down ballot. But some Democrats believe it's too messy to ditch the president at this point. The worst thing which happened to congressional Democrats last week was that the House was in session the day after the debate. House Democrats faced a fusillade of questions from pesky reporters like me about if the president should drop out. The worst thing which happened for President Biden is that Congress was out of session for the July 4th recess after that. That bought President Biden time, a luxury he lacked. Watch to see how California Democrats respond to this crisis. Some believe that Vice President Harris, a former senator from California, should be the Biden alternative. A staggering 40 House Democrats hail from the Golden State alone. One senior House Democrat tells Fox the goal is to make it obvious to President Biden that he cannot survive. That would leave Mr. Biden with only one option, drop out. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how in most of these other so-called news outlets, they never ask any tough questions of liberal Senator John Tester? This guy's responsible for shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. Colstrip 1 and 2 shut down. Now they're going after 3 and 4. He isn't doing squat. He's responsible for the wide-open invasion on our southern border. And yet, look at the way these media outlets pander to John Tester. We ask the tough questions. You get to call in Montana Talks.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, wouldn't you know, they wait till the fill-in guy comes in to make the phones quit working. So we're going to have to punt on that, I think. But you can still be heard if you send a message to us on the Montana Talks app, or if you like, you can call Travis, and if you have a brief message or point you'd like to make, you can share it with him, and we'll talk about it on the air. So one of those two ways, and we apologize that the phone system is not working properly. We're not sure what it is. We've tried everything. But anyway, you can still be heard. Send us a message on the app. We have a message from Jeff and Victor. Most of the time, when the government claims something like inflation drops, they're actually referring to a decrease in the percentage of budgeted or expected increase. Thanks for that message, Jeff. We appreciate it. You know, that's the crazy thing, that Congress speak when, hey, inflation's up, you know, 15%, but it's down 2%, so it's down. Yeah, it's still up 13%. I don't understand why they think we don't realize that or recognize that, but they don't. Here's a story that I found interesting, because you talk about in this day of social media, where you have Twitter, Facebook, well, I guess it's X now, not Twitter, but all of that, TikTok. TikTok's a big one, and probably none of you have a TikTok. TikTok account, but maybe you do. I don't know. But if you've been following along, it turns out that Cardi B, the singer, has been out there and kind of passing around some misinformation, or at least, you know, unwittingly doing this, I think. But the rumor is that they are on the verge of reinstating a military draft. And I can tell you that they're not. That is not what is going on. But we had two members of Congress that are carrying a bill that is supposed to make it so that rather than have a young man when he's 18 register with the Selective Service, like he's required to do by law. Rather than do that, this bill would make it so all men are automatically registered for the draft when they turn 18. So it seems to me like, well, you know, if you have to register anyway, and they can do it automatically, then that could save some people from getting in trouble, because there are some penalties for not doing that. And it seems to make sense. But again, now we're letting the government do something to us automatically. And part of the problem is people aren't doing it as they're supposed to on their own. So my question to you is, should they pass a law that makes it so young men are automatically registered for the draft or not? Giving more power to the government. But see, at the same time, here's what I don't understand. So it used to be, if you didn't register for the draft, then you, there were certain things that you could not take part in. For instance, you couldn't get federal student aid if you didn't register for the draft. And somewhere along the lines, they took that away. So now, even if you don't register for the draft, you can get federal student aid. Federal student aid. So a lot of that stuff that was a deterrent to skip that is no longer an issue. However, you still cannot get certain jobs if you don't register for the draft Selective Service. For instance, you could have a felony charge against you with a fine of up to $250,000 and 5 years imprisonment. I don't know if they've ever hit anybody with that stiff a penalty, but you are ineligible for federal jobs as well as state student aid and state jobs in most states. So there still is a penalty, but that's the question. Should the government automatically register young men when they turn 18 for Selective Service? So I'll leave that up to you to decide, but that's what's going on. And you will hear some chatter out there about whether or not to include women in the draft. They haven't done that, but that has been talked about. And keep in mind, they haven't used the draft since 1973. That was the last time they used that. We are a all-volunteer military force. And, you know, that is the best kind of military, is a military that's staffed by people that want to be there. Anybody that's been in the military and served with someone who doesn't want to be there knows what I'm talking about. So an all-volunteer force is the best kind of force. So take that, chew on that a little bit. And if the phones were working, you could call me and we'd talk about it. But you can send us a message on the app, the Montana Talks app, and do that. So appreciate your patience and for bearing with us on that. Democrat rage. Let's see, what else? Age. Age of Congress, age of presidents. We've got all kinds of things to talk about when we come back. And we want to hear from you, too. So send us a message on the app, and we will bring up whatever it is you want to talk about.
You know, what's the beef? Where's the beef? You guys, you know, we talk a lot about the political beefs that are going on in this day and age. But, hey, you guys know you want not only beef on your plate, you want Montana beef. Well, let me tell you about some Montana beef that you can now get your hands on. My friends at Avalanche Ranch, they specialize in Wagyu beef. And I actually had some of their ribeyes. And you want to talk about ribeyes packed with flavor. I mean, the marbling on this Wagyu beef is absolutely incredible. Wagyu beef is, of course, known for its flavor and quality. Well, now you can buy USDA certified whole beef, half beef, or quarter beef from the Avalanche Ranch in Townsend, Montana. And they believe happy cows create superior beef. Anyway, yeah, you can actually pick up their beef if you want to get, you know, whole beef, half beef, quarter beef, you name it. The Avalanche Ranch delivers to Townsend, Helena, Hardin, and Martinsdale. So there's four different opportunities for places for you to pick up Avalanche Ranch beef. You can get ribeyes, New Yorks, briskets, burgers, you name it. Actually, I had one of their burgers at the Mint in Martinsdale, and the burger was absolutely incredible. That, man, I felt like it was like, I don't know if you can call it sushi grade or not, but that's what I'm going to call it, because it tasted that good you definitely don't want to overcook that burger, because the burger is so good and so fresh. You can place your order online at avalanchewagyu.com, avalanchewagyu.com.
Hey, if you're traveling for the 4th of July holidays, you're going to want to download the Montana Talks app for your smartphone. You can listen live or download all the podcast audio.
Seal off drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Weather Stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 130 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on MD Weather Stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
Smithfield Foods, a Chinese-owned company, will close its Altoona, Iowa, ham boning facility and consolidate the production volume at another location to improve the efficiency of its manufacturing platform, according to the company. Smithfield says it will provide transition assistance to over 300 employees at the facility who will be affected by the closure. The company said they'll meet with employees individually to provide additional details about the transition plans, including severance and potential employment opportunities. Critics of the Chinese-owned company say this is another example of consolidation in agriculture and the impact that foreign-owned companies have on U.S. farmers and ranchers. In national news, 157 Republican lawmakers are urging Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan to rescind a rule mandating the electrification of heavy-duty trucks, arguing it would be costly for farmers. The rule, set to tighten emission standards for 2027 through 2032 vehicles, is viewed as favoring electric vehicles. Lawmakers claim the rule would necessitate nearly $1 trillion in infrastructure investments and significantly increase costs for electric semi-trucks compared to diesel ones. They highlighted that the ag sector and small trucking companies would face higher equipment costs and tighter margins, potentially leading to business closures and higher consumer prices at the grocery store. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I mentioned age before the break. I found it interesting that you hear a lot of talk about Biden and Trump and whether they're worthy or able to hold the office. And it's interesting. It made me think, and I've said it before, that I believe they're too old to serve as president, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. But let's just look at a couple of things. So President Biden is 81 now. He's 81 years old right now. Former President Trump is 78, so they're very close in age. The one thing that I know, and if you have been around the elderly, you will know, is the vast majority of people once they get up to that age, things change. Their way of thinking changes. The way they process things changes. And that's not everybody. There are some really sharp people out there. I've met some 100-year-olds that were sharp, but I still don't think they should be president. But 78 and 81, I think they're both too old. I think we need to have younger people serving as president. We need younger people serving in Congress. And some people may argue, but older people have more experience. Well, yeah, maybe they do. But I don't know that that is qualification enough. The average age of the signers of the Constitution, if you think back to then, and you know, it's easy to think of them as old because you see them in pictures wearing these powdered wigs, some of them, and different things like that. And they definitely look old. But the average age of the signers of the Constitution was 45 years old. You could actually be president in the United States at 35 years old. So 35, Joe Biden is close to double, almost double what the minimum age to be president is. But this is a little more on the age. The average age of a member of the House is 58, and the average age of our senators is 65. So, you know, we have some that are very old. You remember, I think it was Strom Thurmond, they used to roll in there in a wheelchair, and who knows if he knew where he was even at. And but they did it anyway, and people kept reelecting these people, and we can't continue to do this. We've got to get rid of people when they get to that age, because they just cannot function and do their job the way that they should. I just don't believe that, and it's frustrating. It really is. So I think we need term limits. We need age limits as well. And that goes for members of the Supreme Court. I don't think that you should be allowed to get on the Supreme Court and remain there until whenever you decide you don't want to be on there anymore. And I think age plays a role there as well. Speaking of courts, there's a Montana judge who strikes down law clarifying there are only two sexes. So this is something that is front and center in this day and age, and it's this whole thing about sex. And so the Montana legislature tried to do something that would make it clearer of what sex is. So they passed legislation in 2023, and the governor signed it into law. And what it did was it revised a state law to declare, quote, in human beings, there are exactly two sexes, male and female, with two corresponding types of gametes. The sexes are determined by the biological and genetic indication of male or female, including sex chromosomes, naturally occurring sex chromosomes, gonads, non-ambiguous internal and external genitalia present at birth, without regard to an individual's psychological, behavioral, social, chosen, or subjective experience of gender. So really, they're saying XXXY. And that is supposed to clear things up, because who knows these days? People think there are 23 different genders out there. Gender, sex, is that the same thing? So that's what they were trying to do, is clear that up. But this judge in Montana struck this down. Judge Vanetta is the first openly homosexual judge in Montana, and he declared the bill to be facially unconstitutional according to Montana state law. And if you read through this, you'll see that I think he's stretching very hard to come up with that argument. But does it have anything to do with him being gay and why he vetoed or struck this down? Who knows?
Fox News. Alex, I'm Therese Crowley. Political futures can turn on a dime, or the 5th of July. With America watching President Biden's every move for signs of his fitness to serve in today's big taped interview with ABC. England greets their new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, after the Labour Party landslide victory ousted PM Rishi Sunak.
People here and around the country have spoken, and they're ready for change, to end the politics of performance, a return to politics as public service.
The economy, energy, and crime on their minds. Here, too, a July 4th barbecue in Philly ends in a mass shooting. 9 shot across 2 blocks, 1 dead. Police Inspector Capata Massacol.
It's very alarming, and especially when we had officers in the area to try to prevent anything like this from happening, it's still happening.
America is listening to Fox News.
So I don't know if it has anything to do with it or not, but Montana District Court Judge Shane Vanatta, the first Montana judge to openly identify as homosexual, declared Senate Bill 458 to be unconstitutional. And he gets down into some details that I read through the bill, and I'm not sure that what he says makes sense or would apply to it. You can go look it up yourself and decide. It's Senate Bill 458, and that's from 2023. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to overlook the fact that this judge is gay, and he strikes down this bill that's supposed to define sex. I don't know. You can go look it up and you can decide for yourself. That story was from, June 29th. S.A. McCarthy wrote that. And it's interesting. It's thought-provoking anyway. That's one of the topics, too, that is big these days is judges legislating from the bench. And it's so important that people in our legislature know how to do their job and certain things that pertain to their job. And writing bills is one of them. If they're poorly written, then if they do pass, they shouldn't pass if they're poorly written. But if they do pass, then it creates confusion, it's unclear, and it's going to get challenged. It's going to go to a court somewhere, and it'll probably be overturned. But it shouldn't be that way. They should get it right the first time. That's what they do. They're supposed to be professionals at this, and they should get it right the first time. And you and I here in Montana have seen this multiple times where they send out a ballot in the mail, and there is a question on there. So they're wanting us to vote yes or no on something. And it's written so poorly that you can't tell which way you want to vote yes or no, because it reads like a bunch of garbage and you don't know what it actually means or is going to do. And we have seen some things pass, and we have seen the Montana Supreme Court overturn the will of the people because of ballot language. And that's something else that should not be a problem. These people are professionals. They've been doing this for a long time, supposedly, and they should be getting it right every time. So that's why it's important, because when we vote on something as a whole and we say we want something or don't want something, then it shouldn't be up to a court to invalidate our wishes, because they are there to serve us. Politicians serve us. They don't lead us.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Physical cash is becoming less relevant as many Americans are going the digital route, but it's a good idea to have a reasonable amount of cash stashed at home in case of emergencies. Elliot Pepper, a financial planner and co-founder of Northbrook Financial, says that a small but reasonable amount of cash should be kept on hand at all times to provide protection in an extremely adverse scenario. You might think about having an amount enough to cover the absolute bare necessities for 2 months. Bare necessities include a minimum housing payment, food staples, batteries, water, gas, and basic living needs. The most recent survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the average monthly cost for food and gas alone is slightly less than a grand. That could serve as a baseline for how much to keep in cash, which would also vary depending on the size of your household, cost of living for your area, and whether you want to include other expenses in cash savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
For the first time in decades, the California Supreme Court knocked a citizen proposition off the ballot before voters could vote. The Taxpayer Protection Act would have given voters the right to approve or reject new state and local taxes and stop government from imposing taxes disguised as fees. But the High Court ruled the act illegally revised the state constitution. The ruling is a win for Governor Gavin Newsom, who critics accuse of hypocrisy. There's John C. Paul, who supported the initiative.
Governor Newsom likes to claim that he has broad political support. If he opposes this initiative, he should have made his case before the voters instead of colluding with the courts to have this thing stripped from the ballot.
Public employee unions celebrated the decision. Business groups did not, saying it simply proves California is a one-party state. In Los Angeles, William Washness, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint with Montana Talks. We've got some great coverage for you here throughout the 4th of July week. We've got some great guest hosts who are going to be in here. David Noble, George Blackard, a little Freedom Friday action, and much more. Plus, we take your phone calls. That's the best part of Montana Talks. It's the show where you get to talk. It's the show where you get to hear what other folks across Montana have to say and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. Call in or message.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I think we have the phone issue solved. Travis came in during the break. I told you he's a great engineer. He comes in, we're talking about it. And I said, yeah, you remember that time when I accidentally bumped this dial over here? Screwed everything up for a week. And I pointed down where the dial used to be. And he says, hey, that thing says it's off. What if we push this green button? And so I think we have it working now. So that was just pure luck and good eyes by Travis. So thanks for that, Travis. So give us a call, 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. And if it works, we're in business. If it doesn't, well, we'll punt. We have an engineer on the way down here, another guy, a technician. But I think we got it up and going, thanks to Travis. So give us a call. We want to hear from you, and that'll make my life much easier. You know, leave it to doing all this stuff when the fill-in guy is here. Gee, many Christmas. So I've got, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. And one thing that is sad is that when the mainstream media starts spouting things that aren't true, then it creates a type of hysteria. And there are people that believe everything they hear on the TV or on the radio or on the internet, and they run with this stuff. And the problem is, if you tell a lie like that and you are a part of the mainstream media, then it tends to grow and grow and grow. And we see this a lot nowadays. And that's where all this stuff comes from. It's just like that quote about Trump. It's a myth. It didn't happen. Saying that the only people in this World War I cemetery were suckers and losers. That is not, he did not say that. And you can pinpoint it to the article in the magazine that wrote that. But still, people, including our current president, unless he's just such a nitwit that he doesn't know it's false and nobody has told him. But you can't tell me he doesn't know that's false by now and that nobody has told him, yet he continues to say it. But here's one, and this is obviously a person that has listened to things in the mainstream media that has fired them up so much that they broke the law, actually. Actress Leah DeLaria, who was in Netflix's Orange is the New Black, she literally and emphatically called upon President Joe Biden to assassinate former President Donald Trump. And that was in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. So this is the crazy thing. The presidential immunity deal is protecting them from difficult decisions they might have to make while they're president. And it's not blanket, but it does cover them from being prosecuted for certain things. But the media would have you believe, some of them, that the only person that's going to benefit from this is Donald Trump. And that's not true, because Joe Biden would also benefit from this and every other president before and after them. But they whip people up into this frenzy. And so she said this, and I can't say every word in this, but I'll do the best that I can here. She says, "Joe, you're a reasonable man. You don't want to do this, but here's the reality. This is an effing war. This is a war now, and we are fighting for our effing country. And these a-holes are going to take it away. They're going to take it away." And she just flips out over this. She says, "It's all-out war now. They will destroy us. They only want power, like all tyrants. F them. And if any of you want to death threat me like you have been doing my entire life, bring it on. I'm Sicilian. I know how to play that game." I left out a bunch of words in that. But she's what some people might say, might call triggered by this. And she's actually calling for a president to be murdered. And that's against the law. So anyway, that is what I mean by people listening to the mainstream media, taking every word they say as truth. And here's the bad part. These people that do that in the mainstream media know what they're doing. There are so many falsehoods out there, like this one. You know, our democracy is not going to fail because of this president or the next president. Now, if we continue down this path, it could, because you have a Congress that's in it for themselves. They're not in it for the country. They're there to enrich themselves. They've proved it time and time again. And you have presidents now like Joe Biden, and I'm sure there might be more, that don't follow the Constitution, even though they've taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. Joe Biden over and over says, "I know that's unconstitutional, but I'm going to do it anyway." And we can't have that from a president of the United States. So, see, there we could be in trouble, but I don't think it's going to happen today. And we don't have to worry about anybody being a dictator. I don't think that's going to happen either. But that is what some people in the mainstream media say. And it gets passed around and it becomes believable because you hear it so many times. And that's the thing about a good lie, right? If you say it enough, people will believe it's true. Say it over and over and over, and they believe it. Hey, we've got, we're going to try the phones here. We got Clinton Bozeman. He wants to talk about legislative service history. Let's give it a try. Here we go. Clint, how are you? What's on your mind?
Are you there?
Hey, it's working. Fantastic. Good job, Travis.
I can't hear nobody.
You can't hear us? Oh, now that's a problem. We can hear him, but he can't hear us. Well, we almost got it fixed, Travis. Surely there's another button over here. We'll have to look at it the next break and see if it's like, I don't know, the yellow button or one of those buttons, which wire to cut. So who knows? But damn it, I was hoping that would work. So here, we'll just keep going. Here's a story from Axios. Behind the curtain, Democratic rage at Biden rises. You know, I heard today on the radio that it was just a small amount of Democrats that were against Joe Biden. 25 of them came out together against Joe Biden. I don't know if that's a small amount. I guess when you compare it to all of Congress, it's not that big, but 25 is quite a few. But it says top Democratic lawmakers tell us they're madder and more deeply concerned about President Biden's denial and deflection about his bad debate than about the halting performance itself. So if you saw the debate, there was a point where Joe Biden was trying to make a point, and he kind of got quiet and trailed off and mumbled a bunch of words. And when they asked President Trump or former President Trump to respond, he goes, I can't respond to that. I'm not even sure what he said. And it wasn't lip service. It was true. Nobody understood what he said because nobody could understand that. So it was a bizarre moment. And there are a lot of things like that that keep going on over and over. And it becomes more obvious that he's struggling. And so there was a story that I saw. This one, I think, was on Fox News. It's the headline is Biden, sharp and focused, but also confused and forgetful. The AP reports and ridiculed headline. So this story is really pretty funny when you read through it. He says, senile but mostly sharp is the new fiery but mostly peaceful. So you'll remember the mainstream media during the summer of love had a reporter standing out there with things on fire behind him, and he said that the protests were mostly peaceful, but there was fire around him and things like that. And it was so a play off of that. Senile, but mostly sharp. That's the new fiery, but mostly peaceful. So it's there are people trying to spin this 100 different ways to make him not look so bad. But think about it. Whether you like the guy or not, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican or something else, when they become so obviously hampered by mental health or their age or a physical ailment, whatever it is, we cannot just keep making excuses for them. This is one of the most powerful people in the whole world, and we need to make sure that they're sharp. They can't be mostly sharp or sharp some of the time. They have to be sharp all of the time, and we should all be concerned about that, no matter what letter is next to the name of the guy that's holding the office.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Fox News commentary.
Team Biden is lying about Trump's position on a national abortion ban and getting community noted in the process. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News.
Democrats Democrats don't have anything to campaign on outside of their hatred for Trump and their desire for unfettered abortions. It's not the worst strategy. It worked for them in the 2022 midterms, but Donald Trump's actual take on abortion and a national ban is raining on their parade, so they have to lie about it. Users on X had to use the community notes function to check the vice president on her post claiming Donald Trump would sign a national abortion ban. Kamala Harris watched the debate. She knows Donald Trump did not say he supports a national abortion ban. In fact, the opposite. Donald Trump believes the issue is a states' rights issue, and he also believes in the exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. Any assertion otherwise is a lie and a purposeful and deliberate lie, not surprising from the desperate Democrat Party. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Can you hear me now? I don't know. We're going to try this again and see if we can make it work. So we got Clint on the line. Clint, can you hear me now?
Are you there?
Can you hear me? I don't think he can hear me, so I'm not sure.
Can't hear him, Travis.
All right. Well, we'll go on without that. So I want to change it up a little bit. I know I've been hammering politics and all that all morning, but this is a story that I found really interesting from military.com. It was written by Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon. He's a reporter at military.com. But the headline is, they stole a Confederate train for the Union. Now, two Civil War privates will receive the Medal of Honor. This is quite the story. More than 160 years after they were captured and executed by Confederate rebels, two U.S. soldiers are set to be recognized for their valor during the Civil War with the Medal of Honor. Privates Philip Shadrach and George Wilson will be recognized for their actions in 1862. What they did is they, with 20 other people, infiltrated rebel territory and stole a train. Now, a train back then would have been the way that you move supplies and troops around, and that's how you resupplied the front lines, is by train for long distances. But it was key infrastructure. So they go in, they steal this train, and they take off with it. As they're going, they're destroying rails behind them, bridges behind them. They're trying to make it much more difficult to supply the rebel troops. And so they did this, which was an amazing feat. And they did it for 2 weeks. They did this. The crazy thing is it's known as the Great Locomotive Chase. And it's crazy because in here, when they stole this train, they were pursued by the conductor of the train, William Fuller, who was on a hand car. He's on a hand car. You've seen the movies where they're sitting there pumping this thing up and down, and it's making that little car move. So they steal a train, and he jumps on a hand car and takes off after him. I can just picture that in my head. But they said roughly 18 miles outside of Chattanooga, the Union soldiers abandoned their captured train. They were all captured within 2 weeks, including Shadrach and Wilson. And six were imprisoned for about a year, eventually freed in prisoner exchanges. Eight of them, including Shadrach and Wilson, were hanged in Atlanta. A handful of others did manage to escape, and traveling hundreds of miles on foot, made it back to Union lines. At the time, back then, the only medal for valor was the Medal of Honor. So they didn't have a Bronze Star for Valor, a Silver Star. They didn't have any of those. They just had the Medal of Honor. So it said the soldiers who returned were awarded the new at the time Medal of Honor. First Lieutenant Jacob Parrott, who was severely tortured as a prisoner of war, became the very first recipient. So there's a little history for you. You can look that up at military.com, or you can look it up as the Great Locomotive Chase and learn a little history. That's really pretty cool. And, you know, it's great that they're being recognized. So they'll have a ceremony. And the really sad thing about this is this was approved in 2008. In 2008, they approved this. And they kept pushing the ceremony. They changed it so many times that everybody forgot about it. So imagine that. This should have happened in 2008, not 2024. So way to go, Congress. Way to go, Washington. Well done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.